The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Alrighty then, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from my home on the Oakland side of the bay. Scott is in the studios that I would normally be in on the San Francisco side of the bay from the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. I've got this little thing called the pandemic you might have heard about. Just a tad. So getting you on my Skype with my JBL gaming headset here. So wherever you are, it is great to have you with us, and it is time to talk some video games. In fact, we are in the golden age of video games. It's never been better, but that doesn't mean there still isn't a lot of garbage out there. So we'll sift through together, find out what's good, bad, ugly, what's underhype, what's overhype, what's worth your money. Maybe perhaps not. We'll do it together at the toll-free line. Let's talk about it, gamers. 1-800-878-PLAY. As I say, coast to coast and border to border. Both sides of Romania. No, all the way up to Canada, the Happy Budet, and also El País Amigo, Mexico, and of course Pacific and Atlantic, Alaska, Hawaii, wherever you are. It's great to have you with us, and you can participate. Once again, toll-free line, don't write it down, dial it up, 1-800-878-PLAY. Play is 7529, 1-800-878-7529. Also, emails rick@sportsbyline.com. You'll use that to win the game that I give away at 40 after. As I always do, very simple question. We stream through sportsbyline.com and also sbnationlive.com. We are on the Sirius XM satellite network on 211 in Prakris, the Dan Patrick channel. Great to be on that as well. And CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, your cable provider. That's 35 million homes. TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app. And most proud to be on American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea. If you're in the military, I'm on your side. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're proud of you. And also, you can always catch us just live through a regular terrestrial radio affiliate as well. We have Bob Venero, the CEO of Future Tech Enterprises, going to talk a little esports on the other side. After that, it's open lines. I'll also let you know what's new this week and the cheat code at the end of the show. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. Just an hour of video game talk, and we'll get back to the sports talk, so let's get it in. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the show, coast to coast, border to border, around the world on American Forces. As you just heard from that iHeart commercial, 450,000 artists. I am one of them. My Pan Flute album is on there. You might want to check it out. All right, it's my pleasure to welcome to the show Bob Venero. He is the founder and CEO of Future Tech Enterprises. It's a global IT solutions provider and helping out with the esports gaming community, which, as we know, is getting much stronger, growing in the college ranks as well. But, Bob, welcome to the show. I understand that you also deal K through 12 as well. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah, we span the full gamut of education. Thank you for having us.
Sure. So when I look at the colleges, and now we're getting close to 200 colleges having a varsity esports program and millions in dollars of scholarships. To me, that's the ultimate thing of, you know, like a dad saying, "Get in the backyard and throw the football around," and a kid's playing League of Legends, and he's like, "I can't. I'm working on my scholarship." I love that.
Yeah, that used to be me with my kid. And now it's completely the opposite. I'm stay in your room and focus on winning that game.
So what do you do on a daily level with all this, Bob?
You know, it's an interesting dynamic, you know, around the college and universities and scholarships and sponsorships and all the things that are really tying to the esports phenomenon, you know, that's out there. And I think they're predicting the number of viewers by 2023 is going to be like 650 million viewers, which is just an amazing number. You know, from our perspective, what we're trying to do is work with colleges and universities to help them develop and build a proper esports program and initiative to attract the talent. You know, in today's crazy time that we're all in, these things are more important than ever, right? Because, you know, when you look at esports, it's the ultimate in virtual, right? A lot of the colleges and universities are struggling right now with, you know, the whole pandemic, that their investment in esports is really starting to pay off. And we don't see it going anywhere anytime soon. You know, like you said, a lot of the major universities, right, there's major dollars going to this, and unfortunately or fortunately, depending on what side of the fence you're on, the viewership is better than traditional sports programs that are out there at those universities and colleges for some of them, which is a hard thing for some places to swallow, but they're learning, right? They have to adapt and change to the new world of the kids that are up and coming through the ranks.
I think, too, that there's always going to be a little bit of backlash from not just the older generation, but our generation as well, as some parents might think that the kids are playing whack-a-mole. When a true competitive video game, you talk about the hand-eye coordination,
yes,
the cognitive ability, the decision-making, the tactics, yep, that go into it. You're really honing a very serious mind here and an adaptive, flexible mind. And as you're mentioning with the pandemic, this is why we've really seen a boon, because you can't go out on the football field for a lot of these programs, but you definitely can keep the esports rolling.
Absolutely, 100%. And you're right on the money, right? This is not a you know, mind-numbing world, right? It's a mind-sharpening world, you know, a lot of the esports that are out there, which is amazing. And we will look at the future jobs that are going to be coming, right? A lot of them aren't, you know, those face-to-face jobs, right? They're going to be, you know, virtually done. They're going to be phone, you know, jobs that are going to be done. And coordination and skill that they're building now in these programs are going to make them more marketable out there for corporations. We have a lot of the, we deal with a lot of Fortune 500 accounts as well, and they're building practices to go after kids that have esports capabilities and knowledge because they believe that they're the future workforce, right, that is going to be used in the market and use the technology to, you know, coordinate, to multitask, to do a lot of the things that these kids growing up and in the colleges and universities are going to be laser focused on and do really well. And I see that. I have a freshman in college and I have a senior in college. And it's amazing the 4-year difference, right, between it. The freshman in college is, he can multitask, take a test, read an article, play a game, and watch a video, by the way, at 2x speed, all at the same time, and process it all, right? And the, you know, the senior is a little bit less than that, right? They don't have that 4-year change in the colleges and the universities just made such a big difference. It's amazing. It's amazing to watch.
Yeah, I remember when I was in college in the 80s, they said if you majored in computer science, in CS, that by the time you graduated, everything you learned was obsolete. Is that still kind of the case?
I don't think so, right, because it's more adaptive now. And the skills that they're building, right, are not specific to a technology or a program or a process, right? When we were in the 80s, right, because I'm with you there, and when we did those things, it was around this programming language, that programming language, this way to do Word, Excel, PowerPoint, right? It was very specific. Here now, it's really broad use of multitask, right? Validation of concept and ideas and things to that effect that really are going to give them a better platform base moving into the workforce, so they're not going to be obsolete. They're going to be, you know, you look at the modern warfighter, right? That's the ultimate in gaming at this point, right? It's definitely a skill that's not going to be wasted.
So when I think about the Olympics, Paris 2024, where are we with all that?
Yeah, that's a lot of questions and a lot of controversy out there with all of that. You know, I'm a betting guy, my belief is that there will be 2024, with everything going on right now, it may be even more likely yet to be seen. But there's just still a lot of the old school mentality, right, that's saying it's not a sport. But when you really sit back and look at inclusion, it's a much better inclusive sport for anybody of any, you know, athletic capability, anybody's skill and knowledge and intelligence. It's opened up to anybody who wants to be engaged and be a part of that can be, which is obviously, as we all know, much more limited, right, when it is a physical sport.
And just one more question for you, because you're kind of at the forefront of all this stuff, and I think about, you know, VR and AR, the way that that's been going. But the one thing that still fascinates me, and I have a pretty good understanding of how everything works except for the 3D printers. I don't know how these boxes work and how something could print anything that would be beyond what was just on the outside of it. Where are we with 3D printers and right now, Bob?
Well, it depends on if you take the commercial line or the personal line, right? 3D printing has really come along. You know, Hewlett-Packard has made some incredible gains on speed and print. It depends on the type of printer, you know, for production. You know, there's an HP high-end printer that's $500,000, but it can print 20 different parts at one time. It can print metal now, they're doing. And, you know, you've got some of these printers that are going to be able to print skin, right? So there's a lot that's going. Anything that can be thought about and put into a machine can now be printed, right? And in complex parts. So that's a whole, you know, another world that's out there. But, you know, the one piece that, you know, we didn't touch on is there's a big component tied to esports that's mobile gaming, right? And the mobile esports. And that's growing tremendously. Like, China has a huge push on that. We're second, and then Europe is third. As these devices get more and more powerful and the screens get better, right, a lot of these players are now not being tied to a desk or to a specific machine. They could be outside playing. They could be, you know, in the car or on the train or wherever the case may be. So mobile gaming is going to be an interesting scenario as we see the development of esports in the university space, which is also going to change the way that you look at your investment dollars, right? If I can do a mobile lab versus a, you know, full-blown, you know, high-cost lab, that's going to save the university, you know, millions of dollars potentially.
There he is, Bob Venero, founder and CEO of Future Tech Enterprises. Bob, thanks for coming on, man, and let's catch up soon.
Sounds good. Appreciate it. You guys be safe.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Open lines on the other side at 1-800-878-PLAY.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years. People have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Video Game Review.
Mario. Hey, welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. Thanks for dropping by, Bob. The rest of the show is wide open for your calls if you'd like to chime in. Everyone in between the neophyte and the hardcore gamer is welcome. I know a lot of times we use a lot of these acronyms and such things, so if I say this is an FPS DLC for this MMORPG, you might be like, that? I don't want to disclude anyone, so feel free to call me up, 1-800-87-A-PLAY. The mailbag! I think I'd be like Rush Limbaugh and do one of these. No, it's just email. Email bag, so I click rick@sportsbyline.com, which, by the way, use that address to win the new game I'll be giving out here in the next segment, right at the top at 40 after. 40 after in your time zone or mine? All. Oh, yeah. So, first email comes from Jerry. Jerry writes in and says, Rick, what's the update on Cyberpunk 2077 for the PS5? Well, good question. And I don't think we've ever seen such mea culpas in the history of a video game. When you saw the Polish developers at CD Projekt just basically go on and on with the poll. And they had to. And the thing is, these guys are gamers too. They are embarrassed by it. And that was a couple of weeks ago. The co-founder of CG Product, a guy named Marcin Iwiński, he put out an apology. He said the console version of Cyberpunk 2077 did not meet the quality standard we wanted it to meet. I and the entire leadership team are deeply sorry for this. And this video is me publicly owning up to that. Well, some people are even asking, where's the DLC? Look, those games got launched about a month after the big boy systems, the next gens, 5 and the X and the S got launched. And so it was in the second week in December that we started seeing these things move. And it was it's not my type of game, so I wasn't super waiting for it. But, I mean, there were a lot of people who were waiting for this. And it moved about 13 million copies in that first week. And then players on all platforms were talking about how buggy it was. And then a week after it got launched, that's when Sony pulled it, and you saw refunds on the Xbox store or the PlayStation store. And so now they're saying, to answer your question, Jerry, they just say the second half of 2021. Basically July 1st to New Year's Eve. So they get a 6-month window. I've said it once. I've said it 100 times. As much as we want the game, just wait till it's ready. And this game got rushed. And I have seen some games in the past get rushed, and they're an abomination. And it's such a shame when you think about all the creativity, all the people who worked so hard and long hours and the grunt work that went into it. And then to have it launch and everyone say, this sucks, this is a waste of money. It's got to be crushing. But you know, if you mailed it in, you deserve that type of review. Now, if you did everything you could and you QC'd it and you had alphas and betas and maybe even a public testing of it, you pay all your paid testers, and then people just don't like the game, well, you say, well, you know, we put out a game and they don't like it. That's a shame. But this game got rushed, and a lot of times you would ask, why would it take so long? Well, the question really for that is, the game is ready when it's ready. It's like, you know, when I get a bagel, I always say, you know, toast it twice because I like it crispy, and they don't even hardly toast it most of the time. Or it's like a pizza. You know, you want a pizza that's half done? It's like, well, I want it now. Yeah, but it's not pizza yet. Let it become what it is. Otherwise, it stinks. And it's funny, just over the last few days, I saw some more reports because we heard about these, you know, these issues where these reports came out saying, you know, error number this, error number that. But some people said that they saw tiny trees everywhere. And then they couldn't complete missions because the logic broke. Sometimes the games crashed. We saw the blurry textures, and especially if you were playing on the 4 or the 1, the last gen, and it started dropping below 30 frames per second, at that point, it started becoming, basically, it looked like GoldenEye, except on the N64 in 1995, GoldenEye was the S, but not anymore. So, to answer your question, as I said, when this comes out, it better be ready. It's like I remember waiting for Killzone 2, and I so loved Killzone 1, loved it. So I was waiting for Guerrilla Games, you know, on the PlayStation. When are we going to get Killzone 2? And they said we're getting it this year, and they go, actually, we're not getting it this year. We're getting it next year, and it's like, well, we need another 6 months. And I was like, that's so lame. But on the other hand, I was like, well, you know, it is. Let's just wait till it's ready. I gave a game away on this show. It must have been about 15 years ago or more. And it had the coolest premise ever. It was a guy who went back in time into the Civil War, but he was going to bring modern conventional weapons. And, of course, you have to fight for the Union even back then. But it's like he was going to bring his Laws rocket and his assault rifles and sniper rifles. And I thought, oh, that's cool. And I forgot what it was called. But I remember dropping off the map. Like I'd be looking up like 50 feet under the map. Or I would run to the side of the map and I'd run completely out of bounds. And then the whole map became just this little teeny screen. I mean, it was the most buggy game I've ever seen. And it just got rushed. But it's the same thing. You know, if you could make the best pizza in the world with all the ingredients, and if you got to cook it for 20 minutes, if you cook it for 5 minutes and give it to me, it's garbage. So unfortunately, that's what happened. Email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. I have another one here from Charles. Charles says, Rick, what's the deal? It says, what's the deck? I think he means deal. What's the deal with Xbox Gold pricing? Well, the deal was, and I don't know if you saw the update, it was either yesterday or day before, Microsoft actually backpedaled on what they were going to do. Because if you wanted to play Xbox Live Gold, normally it would be $60 a year, right? It's kind of like the same for being a PlayStation Plus member. Well, they said, it's still $60, but it's 6 months. And so it's not $60, it's $120. In other words, it's $10 a month. Now, if you think about it, $5 a month is a pittance for all the entertainment you're going to get. But that's something that in these times, these COVID times, and so many people are out of work, and the economy worldwide in every country is down, to say the least, to tell people, we're going to go ahead and double it. So I'll give Microsoft credit because this was the statement they made, I guess it was Friday. Quote, "We messed up today. You were right to let us know. Connecting and playing with friends is a vital part of gaming, and we failed to meet the expectations of players who count on it every day. As a result, we have decided to not change Xbox Live Gold pricing. We're turning this moment into an opportunity to bring Xbox Live more in line with how we see the player at the center of their experience. Free-to-play games will truly be free, and you will no longer need an Xbox Live membership to play those games on Xbox. We are working hard to deliver this change as soon as possible in the coming months. If you are an Xbox Live Gold member already, you state your current price for renewal. New and existing members can continue to enjoy Xbox Live for the same prices they pay today, $59.99 for 12 months. So what he was referring to there as well is that, you know, those free games to play, a la PUBG and Fortnite and others, you don't have to be a member. Free to play means free to play. And, you know, I'll give both sides credit. I'll give them credit for trying to sneak it by. I know Netflix, I just got an email from them, whatever, yesterday saying they're going up $2 more a month. And, you know, am I mad? No. I mean, the amount of – I've subscribed to just about everything during this pandemic. It's worth it. Now, if it doubled, you might be – but that's the thing. When you double something, It's not Xbox Live saying, hey, you know what? It's going to be an extra $2 a month. You're like, eh, okay, whatever. I understand you guys need some cash. You can't double it. And good for them for pushing back on it. All right. Take a quick break. When we come back on the other side, your calls, as I mentioned, at 1-800-878-PLAY. We'll give a game away. I'll also tell you what's new this week as well. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Do you own a timeshare but can't use it because of travel restrictions, a change in life circumstances, or perhaps you can no longer afford the monthly payments or annual maintenance fees? If you feel stuck or you just need to get out of your timeshare, Newton Group is here for you. They are the nation's oldest timeshare relief company, which means you can trust them. Read the reviews. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, 4.7 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and a proven track record to legally relieve you from the financial burden of your timeshare. Getting out of your timeshare can be tricky business, so it's important you go with a company you can trust, and nobody, I mean nobody, has more experience than the experts at Newton Group. For your free consultation and your free consumer's guide to timeshare exit, call 877-WE-DO-EXIT. That's 877-WE-DO-EXIT. Why pay for something you aren't even using? Give us a call at 877-WE-DO-EXIT or visit NewtonExit.com today.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The
back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's the Video Game Review, and it's time to give away a brand new game, as we do each and every week at 40 After. This one is really fun, and I'm really happy to give it away. It is a PC game called Stronghold Warlords. This is developed and published by Firefly Studios. As I mentioned, it's a PC game, and it's brand new. And it's a siege game. And my question is this a game about combat, or is this a game about volleyball? Just write me an email, rick@sportsbyline.com, which is which is the address you use for the cheat codes and everything else, rick@sportsbyline.com, sportsbyline.com. And just tell me, is this, and the second right answer gets it, is Stronghold Warlords about combat or is it about volleyball? Here's the summary. Besiege great Khans, Imperial Warlords, and Shogun Commanders in Stronghold Warlords, an entry in Firefly Studios' classic Castle Sim real-time strategy series. Online co-op, multiplayer as well. And once again, let me know if it's about combat or volleyball, rick@sportsbyline.com, and you'll win Stronghold Warlords from Firefly Studios. It's also one of those games where if you're just bored, and you just want to watch a video game on Twitch or watch it on YouTube, that's a cool game to watch, too. Just watch the siege and the ballistas and the trebuchets and the catapults and everything else. Pretty darn cool. All right, 1-800-878-PLAY. I haven't played Call of Duty for, I don't know, I guess it's been about 10 days, and so I threw it in today, and I was playing some Warzone, which I find infinitely frustrating, is as soon as I land, I get shot. So I usually just play multiplayer on Modern Warfare. And, in the news today is that, and I saw this on iTech Post, is an article about people who were really complaining about a certain skin, which was giving an unfair advantage. And that is a one of the operators named Rose, R-O-Z-E, and this she's been out for a couple seasons, but there's a new kit she has, a skin, which is all black, and it's like a scuba gear. But, I mean, her whole head, there's nothing but just rubber. Kind of looks like the GIMP without the zippers. And I've noticed that. I didn't think it was unfair. I normally laugh at a lot of these skins, but because it's such a skinny little figure, it kind of looks like a elf in a scuba diving outfit. I think if you put this on like a more scarier character, it might look scary, but it's just kind of like, it's just kind of creepy is what it is. And that's half the battle. People trying to, why do you think people paid for Leatherface? They're trying to creep you out so they can get an advantage of you. But see, that's the thing. You're not supposed to pay to win. That goes against everything they have about providing an unfair advantage. So a lot of people, especially playing Warzone, saying the all-black thing, it's harder for people to notice. I never had a problem with it. Like, did I find that it was harder to notice? Not really. But, you know, I guess if this Rose character wanted to camp, obviously dressed completely in all black and maybe get a scope that doesn't have lens glare on it, that could be something. But people are saying that this is pay to win. I don't think so. Look, there's so many updates with this game. It's like every time I turn on, there's an update because something gets nerfed. Just in the last week, the DMR-14 got nerfed as well. And look, there are some times when... Actually, I can't think of a time when I'm glad something got nerfed. I mean, if you find out that there's a certain revolver that shoots all the way across the map, you're like, well, that's dumb, but then you get used to it. You know, I had a shotgun, which normally you got to be standing right in front of somebody for it to work. And it was getting people, you know, I was on a roof and I was getting people with it. I'm like, this is the most awesome thing ever. And people complained. Look, if you're complaining because Rose is giving an unfair advantage, just get it yourself if you're that into it. Otherwise, just deal with it. And the world has bigger problems. Rick, you're not being sensitive. 1-800-878-PLAY. Another thing, you know, I talk about my favorite developers. You know, when you go to a movie and you see George Lucas did it, or Steven Spielberg, or Tarantino, Scorsese, whoever your guy is, or gal, you know, you might think to yourself, hey, we're in for something. This is probably going to be pretty good. Catherine Bigelow. You know, just someone, this is going to be good because this director is great. Kubrick. Well, I kind of feel that way when I play a Valve game or a DICE game. Those are two of my favorite developers. Well, Valve, a couple days ago, got hit by a fine from the European Union, and some other developers did as well. But Valve is a U.S. company, and the reason that Valve is so big, of course, is that it has the world's largest video game distribution platform, which you may or may not know, probably know, is Steam. So Steam and five other video game publishers received a $7.8 million, I should say million euro fine, which equals out to about close to $10 million. And the penalty came from a four-year investigation. And it was part of the, I know this is kind of boring, but I just was thinking, it's part of the European Commission's crackdown on cross-border curbs in online trade in the bloc. So Valve admitted no wrongdoing. They got fined 1.66 million euros. The other publishers, Bandai Namco, Capcom, short for Captain Commando, Focus Home, whatever that is, Koch Media, and part of Embracer Group AB and ZeniMax. ZeniMax, of course, is the parent company for Bethesda. They also were punished as well. So what it is, this commission said what they were doing was that they were preventing European consumers from shopping around in a European market, the European market, which is worth about 17 billion euros. So I guess this doesn't include the good old United Kingdom anymore because they had Brexit, right, Boris? So Margarete Vestager, the EA competition commissioner, said today's sanctions against the geo-blocking practices of Valve and five PC video game publishers serve as a reminder that under EU competition law, companies are prohibited from contractually restricting cross-border sales. So there you are. So Valve and all the publishers agreed to it, and this was affecting about 100 of their games. And, of course, they agreed to it, but otherwise the other answer was, you don't have to sell games in Europe anymore. And that wasn't going to happen. 1-800-878-PLAY. Also saw this week there's a new app game for the phone, and I'm just going to mention it really briefly because at first I thought it was a joke, and then I thought maybe this can be useful. Then I thought it was kind of macabre and a little voyeuristic. But it's the Crime Door app, and what it is, it's a new app for your phone. And apparently it's supposed to be like Myst, which I had on CD-ROM in 94, I think. But it's called the Crime Door app, and you're supposed to solve Jeffrey Epstein's murder/suicide. So if you're into true crime and that's been keeping you up, you can check that out. 1-800-878-PLAY. Speaking of Bethesda, we talked about it last week, the announcement from them that they're working on an Indiana Jones game, and those guys know how to make games over there, those gals and girls, when you think about the Elder Scrolls and the Fallout games. But Bethesda hired Machine Games to work on this Indiana Jones games, and everyone has been asking, will you get Harrison Ford to voice Indiana Jones? The answer to that is, probably not. Now, he did voice Han Solo in Lego Star Wars The Force Awakens. But other than that, I doubt it. Now, I do remember sitting with Pete Hines and other Bethesda people at the GDC in their like hotel suite when they were showing a group of us a new game. It was this dungeon crawler that didn't amount to anything. But I was watching it with about five other people, and it was great voice acting. At the end, he said, just forget those voices. Those are placeholders. We're going to get some real people. Because remember, Bethesda for Fallout 3 got Liam Neeson to be your dad. And I remember thinking, I don't need the big actor, but okay, that's fine. So what I'll say is they'll probably kick the tires on it, but I probably say, they probably won't get him. And one more piece of news, Chicago, should say the White Sox, Southsiders, Chicago's Tim Anderson, it was announced a couple days ago that he will be on the cover of RBI Baseball 21. And that's good for him. But I play MLB The Show. That is the tops. That's the tops. That's the tops. All right. Upcoming games this week. Project Winter, Xbox One, strategy game and action. Strongholds Warlords. There it is. I said brand new. Just gave it away. Strategy for the PC. Atelier Riza 2, Lost Legends, PS5, PC, Switch, PS4, RPG. Fahrenheit, Indigo Prophecy, an adventure game on the PS4. Encodia, PC, Mac, Linux, adventure point and click. Old school. Cyber Shadow, an action game for the Switch. Wright, The Eye of Atlantis, R-Y-T-E. This is an adventure puzzle VR game on the personal computer. Dragon Quest Tact, a phone game from Square Enix, RPG, iPhone and Android. Project Starship X, a shoot-em-up shooter. X, is that redundant? Xbox One, PS4, and Switch. Yakuza 5, Xbox One, PC action game. You know, I've been playing a lot of Yakuza lately on the PC. It's just funny. I mean, it's good. It's also funny that it's turn-based. You know, I feel like I'm playing Final Fantasy. But it's just cool to run around Yokohama. Tiny Shot, a PC action shooter platformer. The Medium for Xbox and PC, adventure horror. Oliha, action adventure for Xbox One, PS4, PC, and Switch. Disjunction, another role-playing game for the PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. Golden Force, PS4, Switch, Xbox One, and action game. Also, Monstrum 2, action horror for PC. Heaven's Vault, an adventure game for the Switch. Sword of the Necromancer, PS4, PC, Switch, Xbox One. This is an RPG roguelike action game. Gods Will Fall, PC, PS4, Xbox One, and Switch. It's an action game. Rangok Skies, shoot 'em up, PC, PS4, and Switch. Turrican Flashback, love Turrican. In fact, we play some Super Turrican music on this show. It'll be coming up when we come back from the break, actually. PS4, Switch, an action comp game. And ReZero, Starting Life, Switch, PC, PS4, action strategy game. And Super Meat Boy Forever, Xbox One, PS4 platformer. That is a TBA, but it's supposed to be this month. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back with the cheat code on the other side.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better.
better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The Video Game Review.
To the show. We got a couple minutes left. We'll get it back to the sports talk here on all your respective networks. Cheat code. I like giving away for older games. This is certainly an older game. I mentioned the N64 earlier. This is an N64 game. Who's playing it? Well, BB is playing it. BB Gun. Is that your last name, Gun? BB says, Rick, what's the Turok code? Just straight up. Yes, go to the main menu, and this might not be good radio. If you don't get it, I will email it to you. Go to the main menu and put in NTHGTHDD. I already messed it up. Go to the main menu and enter NTHGTHDGDCRTDTRK, and you get everything. And it's a hard game because you got that lame bow and arrow. Oh, I used to play it. Once again, NTHGTHDGDCRTDTRK. And you have 20/20 vision, Mr. Tittle. Oh, thank you so much. Anyway, that's the Turok code. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We will get back to 6 days and 23 hours of sports talk. And we will see you next time on the Video Game Review.